Radio's The Sky.
The Sky.
Now back to Fire It Up with CJ. Be a force for good. And Fire It Up with CJ. Log on, fireitupwithcj.com. And call CJ now.
248-545-7685.
On CBS Radio's The Sky. The Sky.
Welcome back to Fire It Up with CJ. I'm Cassandra, and I'm here with you today on New Sky Radio, powered by CBS. And we have a great guest this half hour, but I really want to say thank you to Don. He was such a great guest. And if you missed something that he was saying earlier, I download the podcast right after the show. So within about 15 to 30 minutes, it's usually up on our website, newskyradio.com. Or within 24 hours, it will go up on iTunes, and both of them are free, so whichever one is convenient for you. And that way, if you missed anything on today's show, you can always go back and listen to it again, because they're saying such great things, and I want to make sure everyone has all the information that they need today.
Thank you. So welcome back, everyone. I have Lama Surya Das here. I have my two most favorite people in the whole wide world who I get so much from. And today Lama Surya Das is going to be talking about a subject matter in his book, Buddha Standard Time. And I don't know about you, but sometimes I feel like I'm like a salmon swimming against the current of life. And you know what? When I do that, I'm exhausted, I'm tired, and I'm usually depressed because I feel like I'm going against the current of life. And that is really the topic of this segment here, in synchronizing ourselves to the current of life and tuning into this auspicious time, which is the new year for 2013. So welcome, Lama Surya Das.
Thank you. Thank you for having such a lovely show and bringing public conversation in this direction. It's very important to start the new year right.
Yeah. Tell me a little bit about your book. You talk about getting in sync, and I specifically remember reading a clause in there about the new year. And in that context, how is getting in sync? How do we get in sync with the new year, and what's the concept of getting in sync?
Well, so many people today tell me or seem to feel that they don't have enough time, or that they're not in touch with themselves or the depths of life, that everything has become electronic and material and, you know, virtual and impersonal and so on. So the message of this is how to live in Buddha standard time, the holy now, and to now yourself, as Socrates didn't say. Now yourself.
I like how you're saying it.
If we're not here now, I can guarantee you we won't be there then. That's the secret. So
yeah.
Living in the now is very, very profound, although it could be simple.
Yeah.
As simple as we can be. If we're complex, it's not that simple, though. So if we learn to breathe and relax and smile and settle in our hearts and bodies and feel the feelings of feeling and listen better to the people we're with and cultivate some mindfulness rather than mindlessness, and relational mindfulness, how we relate to others, and remember there are actually others out there in the world beyond your nose, and they want and need the same as we do, then our world can be a much more beautiful place. And the new year, there's no better time to do it than now. It's always now or never. And fortunately, we can be grateful that the world didn't end, even though some people thought the Mayans had prophesied that. So I think we have like a second lease on life here, and we should make the most of it.
Is that how you know yourself when it was December 21st? You're like, yes, I have an opportunity to now myself yet another day.
Yes, exactly. And I was really amused by that. I heard somebody ask the Dalai Lama about that prophecy, and he said, there are so many different calendars. Maybe the Mayan calendar just ran out, but our Tibetan calendar or Chinese calendars might go on for another many thousand years. So not to worry. He said that before that day.
I love
but not that. Worrying is one of his good lines. And, you know, it's not just a cheap cliche. He is very concerned about his Tibetan people and Tibetan homeland under Chinese communist rule and the Himalayan and global environment. He's very concerned about a lot of things that are going on in the world, but he doesn't over worry about it. There's a difference between being responsible steward and guardian and having heartfelt, caring concern and just being a worry wart. It's hard to be a warrior if you're a worrier.
That's true. So what did you, what did your New Year's Day look like? Were you like sitting on a meditative cushion floating up on, over the earth, thinking about life and what
no, I don't need a meditative cushion. I just sit on the clouds and look down my nose at everybody and all is well.
Oh, good. That's what I was,
no, it's a long, it's many nows ago.
Yeah.
It's hard to remember. What did we do on New Year's? Oh, I know. I think we went to sleep at about 11 p.m. on New Year's because I was starting our annual Dzogchen meditation retreat in upstate New York a day or two later, a 10-day meditation retreat on the Hudson River. So I was probably getting ready for that. But I did make some resolutions, although okay. I'm really not that big on New Year's resolutions, having been a Buddhist for over 40 years now. We have different kinds of vows and ethical precepts, etc. But I did think that now I've just become 60, it's time to think more about others and give myself to others. And I've lived a good and full life, and I really want to become the bodhisattva, or the sort of guardian and uplifter of children and all the young ones, all the young spirits that come to me. So I resolved to lift them all up in my red llama robes. That's my New Year's resolution, and give myself to them for the rest of my life, and not
to
think about myself and my own enlightenment.
Yeah,
I'm too old to think about that anyway. I can't even remember, so I'll just try to think about the children. Because whenever I watch the news, it can be kind of depressing. But whenever I see a young person, look in their eyes and stop for a moment with them and make contact irrationally, I feel so much hope and delight. Mm.
They must be pretty young, because I got to tell you, my 13-year-old, I don't feel that way with.
That's because he's yours. I'm sure if I met him, I'd feel different, because I'm not responsible for him day and night, you see? That's how it works when the ego is involved, because you think he's yours.
Okay, so I have a question for you.
When you understand he's not yours, then you will see him that way, too, but that's easier said than done, as everyone knows, so don't beat yourself up about it.
Yeah, I still see him that he's mine.
Of course,
he is
yours. I'm just joking, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, I totally get it.
You know,
he's living his path. I'm living my path, regardless of what I do. There's, in some ways, his path has been somewhat predetermined. There's only so much I can do.
Also, 13-year-old children. You know, it's a very interesting, you know, intense, challenging age. So, this is time for the parents probably to practice patience.
I think it's actually the hardest time.
And keep the longer term in mind, you know, so that you're still backing him up when he's 20, 30, and 40. Don't just blow it up now.
Yeah, no, I hear
it. It drives you crazy.
I tell him that he's going through the middle school transition where he says, I don't know who I am or what I'm supposed to do or where I am in life. You know, that's what happens in middle school. I'm like, yeah, I'm right there with you, middle age.
You can assure him that will be over in several decades.
Exactly.
Many decades. Not to worry. We all have to go through it.
Exactly. And you won't, and exactly, it'll come back right at you in your 50s and be just as bad as what you're feeling now. So I'll say to
him, that's a very rich stage to be at if you can really dig into that, not misunderstand what's going on. Maybe then you can find out and get more self-knowledge and self-understanding and then empathize with others going through it too and have more compassion and empathy for them as you grow up and not have to go through identity crisis for the next several decades.
Yes, exactly. Well, I'm hoping that we can both go through together. We're holding hands. I'm hoping to help him in some of the wisdom that I have, but we're both holding hands going through our transition.
That's beautiful. That's the only way. It's, you know,
exactly.
On the job training, there's no class for parenting, as we know.
Exactly.
It's hard to do it alone. It's good to communicate with other people in a similar situation now and then.
I think that that's true. I mean, it's like in some ways it feels so cruel because we're both going through our own hormonal rages. But at the same time, it's kind of beautiful because I totally get what he's going through, you know?
Yeah, that's the good part. If we can remember how we were at that age, it's like, wow.
Yeah.
It's, you know, hard to imagine.
All right.
It's like probably he's doing better than you were. I don't know, you know.
Yeah, thanks for adding that in.
You know. Well, sometimes not, but whatever.
No, he probably
is. As my mother used to say, as long as you're still at night, alive at midnight, I did my job.
Exactly. just have limited expectations. I'm just here to keep you alive. That's it. That's my point.
My mother had three kids, so I don't know if you, maybe you only have one, so, you know.
Yeah.
You're evenly matched, one against one.
I have two, but they keep me busy. So, in our next, thank you so much. Our next segment, we're going to be talking about, an issue, something that you actually, I could have sworn I saw it in your newsletter, went to look for it later and I couldn't, but it was about violence and how we actually have a peaceful, less suffering situation. And when we think about the Newton shootings, I know it's not a pleasant thing, but I think it's an important topic and one that I see, I've seen several articles that you've written about. So join us.
Let's talk about that. My point was we don't just need gun control. We need self-control.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that after the break. We'll be right back.